Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Hatwood Channel. It's been a couple of days. Ron has had some major technical catastrophes with his system after the live stream last night. So I just want to apologize for the lack of streams. This is the best I can do right now. But there has been a whole bunch of shenanigans since I had that three-way call on Sunday that resulted in a major misquote. So I'm going to go through everything that happened with that phone call with Julia and the third party. Then we're going to talk a little bit about Surge, and we'll continue on with the show. So on Sunday, I had a three-way call with Julia, and it's, you know, Julia was sort of going off on one, if I will. And the whole premise of what she was saying was she was done. I'm done with Serge. I'm done with the lawyer. I'm done with this person. I'm done with that person. And she was just going off on one. And I mean, I think it was probably a good 10 or 12 minutes. And I think she may have even had to have phoned back during this. And, you know, I had said to the third party that, you know, is she really done? Like, is she really done with our lawyer? Is she really done with Serge? Is she really done with all these people? And they were like, well, it sounds like it. And I'm like, well, can you ask, right? So they did. They said, Julia, are you done with Serge? Are you done with the lawyer? Yes, yes, yes. So then that's what I've reported on. And, you know, to give a little bit more context, I think in the UK, if you're saying you're done or you're done with someone, it kind of means you're done. And I think for Julia, it was more of a case of not knowing who to trust and being a bit vocal about things. And it kind of all got a bit muddled up. And, you know, I did double check. I did ask the third party to double check with Julia if indeed she was done. She did say yes, but I think she must have meant it all from frustrated. That's a great way of putting it. Frustrated, that's the word. She was frustrated. That's what it was. So, obviously, I've reported this on Monday. Then it's all kind of blown up on Tuesday Then I've taken apart the workshop, the studio, moved it through the new space. Then there was this whole Allen key scenario where I couldn't, anyway. So anyway, everything's built and through here now, but it's been a major time hole trying to fix all this. So I obviously got in contact with Serge and said, you know, I'm very, you know, I apologize. You know, I explained it to him about the statements about being done and all of that. And, you know, it's a three-way conversation. And, you know, I just want to say that I clearly, clearly misinterpreted the information. And moving forward, there'll be a lot more sort of due diligence on terminology and things like that. So, yeah, I just wanted to correct myself on that one a little bit because, I mean, looking back, it was one of those, it was quite an easy mistake to make. I double checked, came back the same answer, but certainly it was misinterpreted by me as I'm done. And, you know, if I'd been on a one-on-one call, I probably would have had a lot more context at the start of the call, if that was had, you know what I'm saying? You know? So, what else? Yeah, so Serge is still representing, or the point of, I don't know what the hell the position was called, and she's still got her lawyer. I do believe that she's handling a lot of things by herself now. Angela, yeah, the Ouija Brothers. I'm desperate to get a hold of the Ouija Brothers. They are contacts that were in like three mobile phones ago, and I'm desperate to get a hold of the boys. So if anyone knows how to do so, or Angela, if you know any way of doing that, please let me know, because I would love to see the boys again. Here's the thing, right? So I think if it had been in a direct call, then there would have been the natural progression of conversation where you're like, well, do you really feel like that? And, you know, the third party is doing his best, right? And, you know, Julia is not exactly known for short questions and short answers. I'm not exactly known for short answers and short questions. So, you know, they're doing their best. But 100%, I put my hands up and say that I misinterpreted frustration for, you know, being done with her lawyer, being done with these people, being done with such. I interpreted that as she's done with them. If that makes sense. And I know it sounds stupid the more I say it out loud, right? But that's the way I interpreted it. That's the way I reported on it. There was a few other things that I reported on, obviously, that I still stand by, about messages not being handed over and all this kind of stuff. But they're very, hang on. Okay. Oh, thank you very much, Danny Henderson. I can't read it all. Also, Danny Henderson, I don't know why I keep saying your full name. Every time I send you a message, I'm like, Danny Henderson. Oh, I don't know why that is. But yeah, it was. Yeah, Beverly's coming back. You're saying, yeah, Beverly and I are on tonight. Well, here's the thing, Vanessa. I would feel a little bit more guilty if it was a one-way conversation. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I really did try to double-check everything. I didn't even feel like I needed to. I honestly didn't even feel like I needed to double or triple-check. If you know what I mean. Like, I really didn't feel like there was much to double check. Because, I mean, she was, it was a good 10-minute power rant. You know what I mean? It was a good 10-minute power rant. But like I say, I put my hands up and I'm happy to admit if I got something wrong. Always. I've got no agenda here. Me getting something wrong just causes problems and holds some things up. Doesn't happen often. Yeah, there's a lot of people going on about Stephen Dempsey. And there's a lot of people going on about a lot of people, to be honest with you. But the important thing is Julia, right? Yum yum's not on a charge. But yeah, I got that one. That one I completely misinterpreted. Misinterpreted, did check, but again, it wasn't an easy one to what's the word? Like manage, really. So I apologize, everybody. I don't make a habit of getting things wrong, but man, if I get something wrong, I am happy to admit it. Now, just to show everybody that Serge and I have sorted everything out, I'm going to play you a little voice note just so you know that I'm not blowing wind up your backside.
And what I'll do is I'll announce the same on my Instagram and I'll take down yesterday's post.
It might help if I'd start from the beginning. There we go.
Okay, thanks, Ronnie. Serge here. Well, if you announce it on your show, just say there's been a mix-up. We've sorted it out, two men. And what I'll do is I'll announce the same on my Instagram and I'll take down yesterday's post and just say, right, there was a mistake. We've sorted it out. We've moved on like men. And that's the end of the matter. It's closed. Okay, I'm happy to do that if you announce it on your show that you made a mistake. Say the Serge said, he's okay with that, no hard feelings. And that's the end of the matter. All right, thank you.
So yeah, that's basically all it came down to, was me misinterpreting frustrations. And I think frustration's a good way of putting it. Now, Ron is kind of at the stage here with all of this that, I see Karen has been arrested again, which is mad. I spoke to Karen yesterday. Karen was really stressed out about some things with me, and we cleared the air, and, I made sure that she knew that she, I wasn't going against her or anything like that. Why would I be going against her? Nah, there was no blackmailed me to apologize. No, absolutely not. The facts have been checked, the Hoyt and Gaiman. I checked my facts and got my facts wrong. And listen, I'll sit here and admit I'm wrong when I'm wrong. But nah, definitely no blackmailing. There was standard scare tactics is more, I feel like, what goes into play when things like this happen. You know, when people start talking about, when people start flexing, right? But man, listen, I ain't here to not be able to put my hands up and admit when I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? And it was a tiny wrong. I mean, it was a tiny wrong. I mean, misinterpreting, it led to some confusion, and I do want to apologize for that. But I don't have an agenda. You know what I'm saying? I have no agenda, so admitting when I'm wrong is not a problem in this situation. And like I say, it doesn't... there's a lot of questions hanging over everyone's head, and I just want you all to know, right? I promise all of you, right, that answers are coming for a lot of things, okay? A lot of things. So, but yeah, I really just want you all to know that. Do sincerely apologize for getting that, for misinterpreting what I heard. Misinterpreting what I heard, and then the misinterpretation of me double checking also got fundamentally delivered, not delivered, but interpreted wrong. So yeah. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what time time producers on all of this. I am struggling with my old PC right now. Oh, you messed with my Jeep. Yes. That's awesome. So, you know, there's not much left. There's not much else to update you with. It was really, I wanted to come on, make sure you guys all had explanation of incorrect facts. Got to hear that message from Serge so that, you know, it's not just me saying one thing and all the rest of it. And no, the camera is off, man. I'm on my laptop and the camera angle's mad. The background's crazy. Everything is just, I am not under duress, if that's what your concern is. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. So, yeah. But hopefully this goddamn computer, I'm sitting with, I've got my old computer looked out, so I'm hoping I can just switch this one out. But I need to put the processor back into it. It's all been... Serge never asked me to apologize. Serge never asked me to apologize at all. I mean, I don't know how he would have access to my money. Right? Serge never asked me to apologize. It was when I checked my facts, my G. Oh! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Is that who asked me to turn my camera on? Was that who said that? And then I was just talking to you like you're just regular people and not my G's. Oh, dirt! 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 Witchy boys! What is happening, bros? I'm telling you, man, I cannot wait to touch base with yous. I've not really explained nothing. What do you mean I've not really explained nothing? How have I not explained anything, Tony G? What part of that whole thing were you confused about? It's been way too long, my guy. Honestly, there is... Dude. Just, how do I get in touch with you? In fact, can you send me... If I give you an email now, can you send me an email right now? Because that would be the best thing to do. And then we can get WhatsApp and ASAP. Yes, Queen! I tell you what, Ron, I sent you being home a message on Instagram. Nobody replied. I'm concerned about the FS. I didn't have a single one. Okay, so Ron, this week, now that he's got the bigger space, is rolling out all of the new systems for emails, for PDF reporting, for all this shizzle, because it's just all over the place. So just bear with me. No, not you, Tony G. Not you. I'm talking to the Ouija boys. The Ouija bros, sorry. But Tony, I've explained that. I've went over it all, Tony. You can go back to the beginning of this and watch through it all. But it doesn't... It's not, you know, it's not a difficult one to understand. I misinterpreted frustrations, double checked, third party equally mistook frustrations for legitimate being done with lawyers and being done with Serge. Bailey, now that one's a mad one to me. Yes. Correct, Jillian. Correct, my G. Karen, now, I heard it was stalking, but it was to do with the same case. I think that's right, Maria. I think that's what it's called, spokesperson. I think that's right. Well, drop me a message. Drop it now, man. Drop it while it's hot. Honestly, bro. Wait until I fill you in on a whole bunch of stuff, because I can't wait. But yeah, so let me just get this straight with you, right? If you want me to be completely honest, When I woke up on Tuesday, I had a message from Serge. He obviously wasn't happy, saying, you know, this and the next thing. I went bonk. I went full mad Scotsman. Do you know what I'm saying? And it wasn't until, and then I went full mad Scotsman and then blocked him, went and checked all my facts, and then had to come back, unblock him, and apologize, right? Sucks. I hate it. I hate it. But you got to do it, okay? You got to do it. If you're going to be one of these people who's going to stand up and be, oh, this person, that person, when you get it wrong, you have got to be able to just put your hands up and go, I proper made a mistake there. So, yeah, it's got to be done. Also, Junie cannot speak freely and show her true feelings. I need a nap. Okay. Takes a big amount of time.
For me, it's not even about that. It's just, it's mortifying. It's mortifying to me. Do you know what I mean? Mortifying.
So, yeah, man. But I did not take it well when we were arguing back and forth. But like I say, when I realized I was in the wrong, there's no point. You just go back and you fix it. You go, oh, yes, see all those things I said 10 minutes ago? Don't I look like a bell end now? Yes, I do. You know? Because, God damn it, I would be rubbing someone's face in it if I caught them out. Not that I was caught out. Just to be, I was pointed out, fact check, I apologize, okay? I'm apologizing to you guys. You know what I'm saying? I apologize. Yeah, I suppose I did apologize to him. But I got it. It doesn't matter who he is. I got it wrong, mate. It doesn't matter who it is, De Hayton or De Hoyton. Doesn't matter. Okay. So yeah, doesn't matter. I got something wrong. Fix my problem. Move on from it. So let me just check the phone. It is bingling in here. One moment, please. Oh, hang on a second, everybody. One moment, please. Yeah, oh no, Ron is, we can all get things wrong. But here's the thing, even if I didn't like someone, I'm not going to be comfortable lying about it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be, like, that's not my style. It's just not my style at all. I'd rather have all the facts correct and beat you to death with the correct facts than even having a sliver of nonsense. Yeah. Or Gina, there's a couple of people who've been talking about some massive updates. I'll be honest, since the live stream yesterday, and so, oh God, not yesterday, since like Monday, I've been trying to get this new area set up for streaming in. I was really struggling in that little space with no window and stuff like that. So now I'm trying to fix this computer issue. Yeah. How do you sell this? How do we say this? Claudicles. I'm going to be announcing ways for people to do this. But I mean, as long as you've been through the police and you've exhausted all other avenues, because there's not a lot that can be done unless there's operations we can run. But we'll know more when we speak to you. So have the Ouija brothers. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes, you gorgeous. Right. Okay, right. Now, where is my phone? Well, everyone just needs to bear with me now while I freak out. and I'm sending this to the boys. Either that, or I'm about to just send my information to somebody with illicit intentions. Do you know, hang on a second, everybody. All right, sorry about that. Where are we? Over here, here, and here. Right, so, yeah, there's not other, a lot other stuff to report right now. There's a lot of speculation, conspiracy. I know the names of the people you are wanting answers about, okay? Like, I know the people. Why am I talking into my phone like I'm streaming on there? I know the people that you're wanting answers about. I've sent you over my WhatsApp number, Ouija Brothers. It's not a phone number, it's just for WhatsApp, so add it and then I'll send you over the other information. But my God, I can't wait to see your beautiful faces. Eh? Little rascals. You're doing well, by the way. You're killing it. Absolutely killing it. Just smashing the paranormal content. If you guys like paranormal content, but like paranormal content that is rooted in reality, with no theatrics, no nonsense, and two of the most unlikely characters you could possibly imagine, check out the Ouija Brothers. They're in the side chat just now. Make sure you go and check them out because they're awesome. Just starting from the beginning, okay? We do love paranormal content, okay? We do. We freaking love it. So I don't know what else I can really fill you in on. Serge and I, we've sorted it out. Turned out big, massive misunderstanding. And it's just, it is what it is. It was a mistake. I've corrected it. So hopefully Serge says that he's going to put things right at his end on his Instagram. And I hope that is what exactly comes from this next, because, no, the new information that I'm setting it up so that we're going to have two or three separate email points of contact. And then there's going to be six people between the three emails managing them. And I think that's probably how it's going to be. And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff. There's the Discords, and it's all coming together. I've just not been able to think. New baby, tiny workspace, where... We're in the right zone now. You know what I'm saying? Like I can put my hands out side to side. I can put my hands out beside me and not touch walls. You know what I mean? Julia, my fair mate. It's only a long time support. Oh, okay, hang on. I want to know about Julia right now, to be fair mate. Well, so I know for a fact that she's doing really well with her gym. She's been going to the gym every day. The UK prison system has a paid to go to the gym system. So she's been getting like an extra pound a day. She's got herself a telly in her room. She's got herself a little phone. Apparently she's away to do a math test or something like that today. So I've heard, but what else? Ice cream. Something about ice cream the other day. She got ice cream, and like I say, I've not had that's apart from a couple of very short conversations with the go-between. There's not really been anything. Hopefully though, more updates in the next day or two, definitely by Monday. New baby's awesome. Wasn't looking. Thank you. New baby's awesome. She is doing really, really good. So is Dan. Sadly, my poor mum,
she was just living her life last week and let the cats out. And then about an hour after she let the cats out, one of the cats came back and he was not in a good way. His back legs were all knackered. His face was all knackered, screaming his little head off. And then sadly went to the vets and never made it. And it was soul destroying for my mum. Like, and so that was hard. That was hard. So send some positive love vibes to my mum. What the hell? Ron, could you possibly do a breakdown for people on adolescence? Is that what that says? Adolescence? Can you possibly do a breakdown for people on adolescence? Is adolescence not like when you're not a child? You're not... Wait, adolescence, is that when you're... Adolescence is 16, something like that? 16, 17? Adolescence? Oh, like a later age teenager? Is that what adolescence means? Or maybe it's younger. I can't remember. I can't remember. Oh! Right. There's a show. Oh, wait. Hang on. Oh, yeah. So, I've started watching this. Anyone who spoils this show, I will ban you from the side chat, right? And no, like little bans. Like, you're going to have to send emails and stuff if you want to get unbanned, right? Under 13, adolescence, right? Thank you. I could not understand the question when you asked me it the first time. Something about, you talk about adolescence, and I'm like, oh, no, I can't remember what it means. But you remember the show. Yeah, okay, sweet. Well, okay, wasn't looking. I'm doing my best. Okay, all right. Like, do you know, this is going to sound really sad, right? So, what have I even watched recently? Nothing. I need to watch Adolescence. I really do. I will. If Ron has all the answers, then the case is settled. Ron does not have all the answers, okay? At all. And it's, you know, I'm really worried about Karen, if I'm being adolescents are teens 13 to 19. That's what I had thought. And then when someone said it was under 13s, I was like, oh God, that's not good. But yeah, and you know, it's all shot in one continuous take, right? So that entire series was done in one continuous camera shot, which is why I was interested in watching it. Do you know what I mean? And then I found out that, you know, it's pretty relevant. I know you can talk about the law. The situation is different to know the different the backstory. Of course, Chronicles. I'm in no way gatekeeping you. It's just there's no point in me opening the gates until there's someone manning them and ready to be able to deal with stuff at the backside of it. So that is what I'm getting sorted now. I need to watch that one too. Yeah, I started, you know, I turned that on and I think, I don't know what I was doing. I must have been like sleeving up Pokemon cards or editing, or I was doing something that was distracted anyway. And what was the question again? Oh, yeah, the three bodies one. And it was like this like Chinese dude or like Asian dude getting like unalived in the most random. It was crazy. So I thought, oh no, this is when I'm gonna have to pay attention to this. I'm definitely gonna have to pay attention to this. So I had to turn it off. Now, Black Mirror, there is a new series of that coming out. Let me just give me a second, let's go to the fridge. One moment, please. Jumping chimneys. Oh. Yeah, I also trying to fix the computer, I also then broke my keyboard. So now I have this tiny little Bluetooth keyboard, and it's terrible. It's terrible. The situation is dire here. Luckily, though, we have a goddamn graveyard of computers here. And if you know, you know. But do you know how annoying it is to have one DDR3, one DDR4, and then one DDR5? Or is it DDR6? I can't remember. Aww, but we'll get there. Hi, Ron, Margie. It was just me clearing up all of the confusion that happened with me misinterpreting frustration for actual legal decisions. So, yeah. And it sucks because the plan was to get back on Twitch tonight and start having some freaking Twitch parties. But that ain't going to happen now because, yeah. Did Karen have her phone seized? I do believe, do not quote me on this, I do believe, yes, plus her shoes, apparently. I think. But it was a bit weird because, I mean, I spoke to her yesterday, right? And there's just, it's always a weird feeling when you speak to someone and then something like that happens. It's like, yeah, what a bad week, mate. Do you know, actually, it's been a really good week, right? I'm not going to lie. As far as personal life goes, great week, right? As far as tech stuff goes, absolute farce. Absolute farce. And work's been all right. You know, I mean, I got one little factoid incorrecto, but that's all right. We sort it, we move on, we're all good. So yeah, man. Yeah, well, here's the thing. If Karen's phone was being watched, what the hell would she have said to me? Nothing. I went on a rant so that she knew that everything was all good, because she was worried. I don't know what she's... It's just a lot of stuff going around, man. You know? And especially when you're dealing... When there's normals, when there's, like, civilians in a case like this, right? And you're pressing people and you're trying to find out who the bad links are. You kind of forget this isn't the dark web and these aren't cartel members. This is Julia Vandel and some of the people who've been supporters and become her friends over time. And it's hard for me sometimes to not remember. Sometimes you gotta remember that. You know what I mean? Because you got to press some people, you know? Oh, and then also, like, you gotta know how to play the game with information, you know? If you've ever done the experiment where you tell five people in your office the same story but change one major detail, right? So they've all got the same story, but there's one major detail that defines it that's different in each. And then you wait and see who opens their mouth. Who's going to open their mouth? Who's going to spill the beans? Who's going to say this? Who's going to send a voice note or a message you've sent? And it's sometimes you kind of forget that civvies don't tend to know how to take that. Sometimes. Well, not civvies, but, you know, normies. Ron is encouraging, and whose courage is I don't know what that means. Hey, Ron, check your email, buddy. I will. Hello. No, but I will, but I can't talk more about that because of the way that interaction will happen. But that's well reminded. Thank you. Thank you, my G. And again, I just want to reiterate to everyone, if it is so important, not just on YouTube, but in life, if you get something wrong, like, it's okay. just correct yourself, you know? Because there's some people that, oh man, there was a YouTuber, and I'm not going to mention his name because he's a bit suey. He done a huge cock up during the Diddy case, and man, oh man, did he not handle it in the correct manner. I don't know. Listen, trusting people and having to work with people and all of that, it's a tough one. It's a tough one for me because it's a tough one for me. You know? But whether I trust people or not, it does not mean that I would want misquotes or incorrect information or anything like that. So, and I can assure you, there is some answers coming. His Insta is kind of wild. Yeah, well, listen, some people do the YouTube-y. Also, as well, anyone who remembers our wonderful Queenie that used to do the morning show with me, big shout out to Queenie and a big hello from Queenie to all of you guys. We were chatting yesterday about possibly starting up an wee morning show together, and she has really, really not got feasible technology right now, so we're trying to rectify that for her. Right, so this is another thing. So I heard the dog got rehomed, and then recently someone told me the cats are with Adam. So I believe the dog got rehomed and the cats are with Adam, if that's right. Because, yeah, I think a couple of weeks ago I'd said they'd all been rehomed, which technically they kind of have, but it's not to strangers, I think. But the dog had to be rehomed, yeah. So, yeah. The fuck. There's a little kid outside, man. That was scary. So here's the thing. Like, in situations like this, you just have to work with the people. You've got to trust that they've got everyone's best interests at heart and all that stuff. But also at the same time, no, not my dog. My dog died, sadly, last year. It was horrific. Who's going to be devastated about her dog? No, she rehomed her dog for reasons that are not mine to disclose. That's a good way of putting it. Let's just do that. Honestly, I want to just throw this computer at the window. No, Julia knows. Julia rehomed her dog. I do not know. I do not know one chance. That's an interesting one. I will say, luckily, the people that I work with know that my head is somewhat up my backside sometimes, and a community member just reminded me of something that I need to try and get answers to, because it's prevalent to their skill set and could lead to some more answers for you wonderful people. Queenie has smashed our kitchen, man. I think it's like 98% done, but I mean, the pictures that I've seen, it looks proper kitcheny. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you want some of my burger, Ron? Ah. Secondhand burgers. Oh, our court dates. So, I believe it's still the 22nd of April, and then again in August. But, excuse me. I believe it was meant to be the 1st of April, but then it was changed, or the 2nd, I can't remember. But I know it's been changed. 22nd, there we go. It's in August, there we go. It's still all kind of crazy. Still layers of fishiness. But it's all of this division that seems to get me frustrated, because it's no, like, you gotta understand, for a YouTuber, I see people uniting for a cause all the time, and then you'll usually have a split in that cause, and you end up going from one Facebook group that's a cause to two Facebook groups to four to six to eight. Oh, thank you very much, Chantel. Thank you very much. Yeah, I did. Thank you very much. Yes. I don't know why. I know exactly why I didn't appear on the screen, because I'm not on the regular freaking computer, and life has been teaching me a harsh lesson on backup drives and spare parts and all of that. And we are learning it hardcore. But yeah, I really appreciate that. Thank you very, 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 very much. I will say this, right? When I spoke to her last week, or when I spoke to her at the start of this week, I didn't speak to her when I had the three-way call. Like, when she has these moments where she's not wound up about something, she sounds so calm. Like, not having access to the internet has been good for Julia, I have to say. That is one of the main things. And I'll be honest, she is going to come out ripped, like absolutely buff and ripped to the max. Bron, please be careful, because there's a lot of people bashing you on Instagram, those people that you worry about, hun. I don't know what people I worry about. I don't really worry about anybody. At all. To be honest, it's part of the game, man, especially when you have a moment when you get your facts wrong and all this kind of stuff. But it's part of the game. You've got to understand the people having an opinion, I'm okay with. Like, you think I'm this, you think I'm that, that's okay. That's your opinion, man. If you get too loud with it, there's a chance you'll get hit with a lawyer. And that's just the way it goes. Social media isn't social media. It's a workplace for me. You know what I mean? So it's not something that... Like, the days of, like, fighting in the comment section and all of that, it's like, I'd rather see my kids and go outside, or do you see what I'm saying? Like, some people just got nothing else to do. Talking about the abduction case, it's all right, one chat. That's all right. Yeah, it comes with a job, 100%. You know, and luckily for me, I've always had more people on the side of the scales of like Ron than don't. And that's kind of just the way it works, you know what I mean? So what else? Don't know. Oh, Margie, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Honest to God, 2 hours a day she's been in that gym. And she's done so well that there's apparently one of the people that tracks all of the prisoners who are in this doing the gym every day thing. they're keeping track of her now because she's doing so well. It's awesome. Like, awesome. Yeah, Bernie, Ron's all right. He's all right. He's brutally honest. Yeah, man. Kids definitely change your life, Ellen, for sure. Yeah, the gym will keep her in sound mind as well. Also, I mean, can you just imagine, right? No, that's start of April, soon. I've stuck with my whole weight loss thing. I'm doing well. You know, I had a couple of cheat days, I'm not going to lie. But to be honest, it's learning the processes of, what's it called, when you stick to something? Commitment, that's what it is. It's been getting into that committed mindset. So Julia needs to become a reporter. Like the most terrifying, like, reporter ever. You know? Or something. She needs to do something like that because she's got a skill set of being a shark going for blood to that girl. Yeah, Kaz, I'm not telling anyone how to think about anyone involved in this. Ron made a mistake and Ron holds himself accountable for it. Because Ron's got no agenda. Ron, like, it's a hindrance if Ron gets something wrong. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I apologize. But I'm not saying that anyone has to trust anyone or like anyone or think this situation's fair or whatever. Okay? It is what it is. Whoa. Cloudicles. So, have you read my right? Ron, have you read my email and evidence? Cryptid Finder. I have been in a absolute tech nightmare since the start of the week. It's been relentless. All of my time right now is trying to fix my main PC, which is being a little son of a bee. So as soon as I get that done, I'm putting a new system in place where there's going to be content emails, PDF emails, psychic, cryptid, Beverly Rhodes sort of style stuff email. There's going to be people monitoring them. There's going to be people returning emails. It's getting streamlined and slickened up. Because this summer, I really want to solidify the movement, the community, and what you guys bring as a community to the table. We're talking with Zara about doing a weekly show now and incorporating the call-in side of things. And there's a lot. Poor Bev's been waiting on me launching her stuff for weeks. So it's been a difficult process. And over the next couple of days, there's going to be some big announcements and chats from me that'll put in perspective how things are different, what things have changed, and how we're going to be moving forward content and work-wise. And I'm super excited about it, man. Like, I am super excited about it. And now we're back in touch with the Ouija Brothers, so there'll be content there. It's exciting, man. It's exciting. And it's a great community, and it's a great group of co-hosts and friends that we're making in 2025, and I'm here for it. And it's incredible to watch, how do I word this, toxic voids, right? Toxic voids that ultimately consume and destroy themselves. That seems to be happening as well. It's wild. So, yeah, where were we at? We're almost at an hour on this. Oh, my God, there's over 900 people across all platforms. What is happening, everybody?
Thank you for being here. Make sure you like and subscribe. I am doing a big subscriber push over on my channel right now, just because, not for any reason, just because. Would be great to see if we can get up to 15K. It'd be amazing to try and get to 20K for the end of this year. I would super appreciate it. Oh, my word. Also, a friend of mine, Phil Chalmers, criminal profile. Oh! Yeah. I forgot to answer that. So, a bunch of stuff coming from Phil Chalmers, a few interviews that I'm going to be lining up for Sean's channel, and some more Serial Unaliver content coming your way. Now, we're just going to refer to this man as WW. So, the reason that I know John Wedger is 3.5-4 years ago. How long have I known Sean Atwood for? Jesus. Wads of time. So I asked him if he could put me in touch with Wedger, because I wanted to do a documentary all about WW, because I went obsessively into researching all of his previous interviews, people that had interacted with him, and it was just... It's just an unreal case. It's an unreal case. And I can't wait to do that project. Like, I really, really can't. So, that's about all I can say on that, really, sadly. KLG, honestly, in my humble opinion, no one else's opinion, no lawyers, no one, in my humble opinion, I don't know if it's going to go that far. It might, but I don't know. I think, it's just all fishy, isn't it, really? Just all fishy. So, I don't know what else I can throw at you today. I'm going to go and get ready for the Beverly Rhodes Live. I'm assuming I've set it up for the right time, and now I'm thinking that I might not have. I'm sure it should be 7:30. It might start at 7, I'm not going to lie. I might have got that wrong. But I just wanted to clear all of that up as far as Serge, the lawyer, Julia, myself, this misquote. And once again, I'll just play this message from Serge at the end of this, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Okay, thanks, Ronnie. Serge here. Well, if you're now on your show, just say there's been a mix-up. We've sorted it out, like two men. And what I'll do is I'll announce the same on my Instagram, and I'll take down yesterday's post and just say, right, there was a mistake. We've sorted it out. We've moved on like men. And that's the end of the matter. It's closed. Okay, I'm happy to do that if you announce it on your show that you made a mistake. Say the sir said, he's okay with that, no hard feelings. And that's the end of the matter. All right, thank you.
All right, so DNA stuff, more answers soon. I'm sorry, it is just the rubbishest answers. Ron, check out the story of the first missing kids on milk cartons in the 1980s, South Africa. What a story. Yeah, I'll check that. Echoes, interesting opinion. Well, see, it's interesting because I need you to understand, Echoes. I've come a long journey with Julia, right, as a friend. And I couldn't care what the outcome of this is, Echoes. I just want her to get the answers about who she is. And I think it's awfully interesting the way this has been allowed to go on so far from her family's side. because surely at this point, bunny woman, right? Surely at this point, you would just do a spite test if you're one of our families. No, yeah. Again, echoes. It's, you got to give people a chance to put their stories forward. Oh, that's all right, Katrina. That's all right. Don't worry. People are always gonna have an opinion. Oh, Serge has just posted. All right, nice. Well, get some screenshots over. Let me see what our man has said. And in fact, he may just be messaging me now. What? It's not Serge. Queenie. Queenie says she misses you all. Queenie needs all of our Ron dancing on TikTok. Okay, come on. Queenie needs all of our I don't know if they have been pulling her hair out. Am I sitting on the fence about Julia? Nah, I just think a lot of you misinterpret what matters to me in this. What matters to me is Julia getting concrete clarification of who she is. That's it. That is it. Stephen Dempster is the third party. Nice clodicles. What else? Don't know. If you mean am I on the fence? Do you mean, I don't know what you mean. I'm fully on the fence of Julia getting the answer she needs and deserves. I tell you what though, the DNA stuff, I am getting to the bottom of all of that. And yeah, I mean, I respect your opinion, Echoes, and you are very, very welcome to have an opinion. Do not worry. I'm just of a different mindset, but I respect your opinion. I don't know what feds. I wait to find out what feds. Do you think Julia will call it false if she don't like the DNA outcome? Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know how I would feel about the DNA stuff if I was Julia. You want me to play? I mean, I played it. Yeah, I guess you can play it again if you want. I'll play it right at the end. Yeah, and again, it is what it is. And I'll stand by Julia if it turns out she's mad. And I'll stand by Julia if it turns out she's any connection with any other family that doesn't happen to be hers. 100%. So it's just wild that... Oh, hang on. Oh, here we go. I'm just reading Serge's post. I'll read it out. As many of you will be aware, Ron Swanson announced on his show on Monday the 25th of April... on his show on Monday 25th, or May, not April, that Julia had dropped myself and her publicist, publicist, that's the correct word, not representative, and indeed had dropped her lawyer, Rob Johnson. I responded later that day with an update on my Instagram stating that it was a lie. In fact, Ron, to his credit, contacted me and explained that he had got certain facts mixed up, largely due to Stephen Dempster. More on him another time, who is Julia's so-called friend. Ron apologized to me, and I warmly accepted that apology and respected him for doing so. As men, we put this aside. We put this incident behind us and move on. There are no hard feelings. Once again, to reiterate that both myself, Rob Johnson, both continue to represent 100%. Yeah, there we go. Nice one. Sweet. Yeah, nice one. Thank you. Appreciate that. Nice one, mate. So, yeah, nice one. Well, at least we've both done the right thing there. So that's awesome. I just got here. What kind of title is that? It's one to make you all rush to the video and find out what's going on. So everything's good. Everything's been cleared up. And that's about it, I think. Yeah, that ain't going to be tolerated here. That is nonsensical mad nurse. But never mind. Fashion here, some crossover with things on the world of integrity getting hurt. Yeah, man, listen, you gotta admit when you're wrong, man. If you're wrong about something like that, you gotta admit it, you gotta just clear it up. It's not even about admitting it, it's just about why wouldn't you? Like it just makes sense to be honest, you know. We'll get to all of that. It's March, so not only did I get it wrong, Serge got it wrong as well, I got it wrong, it's March. when are we seeing Greg? Are we talking about the same Greg here? We're talking about freaking Yoda, right? Hopefully soon, man. But look, thank you everyone for having my back. And always know, if there's ever a situation where Ron has made a mistake, he'll always put his hands up. And 100%, like, honest to God, 100%. That's the only positive, right? But look, thank you all for being here. Thank you all for being super supportive. I know we're in talks with Greg, Lisa, on Bev's side. So, yeah. Thank you all for being here. Thank you all for being awesome. Like, subscribe, share, all that stuff. I will see you within the next hour. Could be half an hour. Could be an hour. For Beverly Rhodes, myself and Azria and our wonderful guest going over the Skunk Ape, looking at all more off-world DNA. All the good stuff. Let me just double check that I have set this up properly. I don't think I have. Hang on one second. One second, please. The boss man will have done it, I would imagine. Yeah. All right, good lad. All right. Now, Jen has got her new podcast. Is it tonight? Jen has got her new podcast tonight, 9:30, my G's. I do believe it is going to be right after my show with Beverly Rhodes. Which is up before that, I believe we will be going into, let me just check. Yeah, we're going into that show. Right, happy days. So make sure you guys come and check out the my next live, which will be with Beverly Rhodes, the rest of the team, all of that good stuff. You'll get moved over to that stream after this one, and then as soon as the Beverly Road stream ends, you'll get taken over. In fact, no, just everyone go over to a freaking Jen stream, and then I'll see you back for my stream when I figure out what bloody time it starts. And also, listen, I'm pumped for Jen's new podcast. Like, the set looks sick, right? It's like mahogany and all kinds of Laura Ashley wallpapers. I'll be there. You broke your ankle in three places. Oh, Oh God. Oh, that must have been stingy. Was it like, did you, was, oh God. Did like, oh God, I can, ah, like, did your foot go in something and you went over it? Or did you like proper gammy leg yourself? And did you like, did your foot turn in the way into the side? Oh, I don't want to know. Tell me what happened. I don't want to know. Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. So what I'll do is I'll put the Beverly Road stream in here as a link. That's a bloody great idea. There we go. Ron's next live show. There you go, my G's. And yeah, but listen, big push tonight to get Jen off to a flying start. So 7:30 is probably going to be 7:30, isn't it? 7:30 to 9:30. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. So, oh my God, your roof's leaking. Oh no. Like, is it the roof, like the big roof, or like your somebody else's floor that happens to be your roof? Oh God, please let it be somebody else's floor that happens to be your roof. Please. Oh no, like Ron visualizes things way too graphically when someone comes out of nowhere and is like, oh, I broke my ankle in three places. My brain's like, oh, let's come up with every possible scenario where that could happen. None of it's good. None of it's good. So yeah. All right. I'll catch you all later. You're all awesome. My G's. Peace. Like and subscribe.